Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Who is there like you, Lord? There's no king beside you. I lit the earth to worship you. Who is there like you, Lord? No king besides you, King. I lit the earth to worship you. Lord, I lit the earth to worship you. I lit the earth to worship you. Sing, I lit the earth. I lit the earth to worship you. I lit the earth. I lit the earth to worship. Your word, O God, is anointing to rule, bringing nations to light. Your word, O God, is a light on the hill. Though the grass is withered and the flowers may fade, but your word will remain. Your word, O God, is beauty to me. Yeah. O God, broken Lord, I've come for your word to invade as I stand on my knees. Your word, O God, is anointing to roll, O God. When visions are below to lead, when prophecies taught after, your word will remain my sight. I'll lose me to follow you. When visions are below to when prophecy's tongues are free, your word will remain my sight. Unloose me to follow you.
Hallelujah. All right. There's a scripture that has been in my heart, and sometimes when I want to say it, I'm wondering if it's even the right atmosphere to say it. I'm wondering if it's the right atmosphere to use the scripture. It's Psalm 69 from verse 6. It was a prayer of David. So touching. Wow, expatiating on what we started in the first service. It said, let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. See verse 7. It says, because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame for your sake has what? Covered my face. Next part of scripture. He says, I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. You see that? Verse 9 is a focal point. For the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you has fallen on me. Listen, he said, for the zeal of thy house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you has fallen on me. But look at verse 6. Something strange. how the prayer started. He said, let not those who wait for you, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. So touching. And if you read downwards, he's telling you some of his experiences as a Christian. This is a situation of somebody who has been a Christian for years and is scared to fail. Have you been there before? You are a Christian and you are scared to fail, especially when you are in leadership positions. You are scared to fail. You don't want to fail. You know, years ago when I was being brought up by my spiritual father, he said some words to me I'll never forget. He said, you see, one of the reasons I must not fail is because of you people. I don't used to forget that word. He said, one of the reasons I must not fail is because of you people. He said, you think you are strong? Wait till I fail. Your faith will be shattered. He said, even if you like, claim you believe in God, but that you watch the one who pointed God to you fail, and what hope do you have? That's the same prayer of David here. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed because of me. And somebody's trusting God. You know, you led the person to God, he's trusting God, he's serving God, and all of a sudden, you failed. He said, be ashamed because of me. I regret being a Christian. If this guy can do it, who else cannot do it? Now that's what Satan wants. He then said, let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. Those who are seeking God, they lost it because of one man's mistake. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's possible. I wish Kaduna people will understand with me, but I always use this as an example because I grew up there. The move of God was so strong in that city. I can write about that city, even as a child. But I knew what was happening because I was already born again. I was in ministry, serving in another place. And seeing everything that was happening, how people who were seen as icons fell before our very faces. All of a sudden you hear a terrible story. The worst of it all. Even trusting another God, looking for fetish way to lead people, you know, to remain prominent. Terrible things happened. The question is, how did this start happening? Did the people just start up and say, I'm going to be fake, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make that mistake? No. It started somewhere. The root of everything is belief system. Belief system. If your belief system is wrong, if your beliefs are wrong, there is nothing in this world that will make you live the right life, because your beliefs are like the foundation of your life. Your life is upon your belief, lies upon your belief. You can never be better than your beliefs. You can never be bigger than your beliefs. You can never do better than your beliefs in this life. Listen very carefully. Little wonder Paul told Timothy, he said, make sure you are watchful and are careful about your knowledge, the things you call doctrine. He said, in being careful, you are protecting both yourself first as a minister and what? The people that hear you. Meaning if your ideologies are wrong, you are getting destroyed as an individual. And the people who listen to you will get destroyed. Not because the first thing you are saying will just start killing them immediately. No. No. You see, when you are teaching people the wrong thing, you are creating a foundation upon which they should rest their life. So if they stand on that foundation and on the strength of that knowledge are trusting God, they are looking up to God on the strength of that knowledge. If that knowledge is false, when the cares of this world come upon them, it will destroy them because they are standing on the wrong foundation. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? If a foundation is wrong, let the building be so beautiful. What will happen to that building? It will be shattered into pieces in no time. Because the foundation is what? Wrong. That is why you must not joke with knowledge. It is knowledge that controls almost everything in this world. I tell you the truth. Not almost. Everything in this world. Little wonder the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In the beginning, it was actually a war of words. If you look at it carefully, there was no fruit there that Adam ate from. It was about believing wrong things or the right things. Eat from the tree of life signifies the knowledge of Christ. The tree of knowledge of good and evil signifies that point where you are, where you claim to, you know, the. And listen carefully. I've done this several times, but let me explain it again to you people. In God's algorithm, his step-by-step procedure for Adam in Eden, Adam cannot eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil except he has eaten of the tree of life. The qualification will come after Adam had eaten of the tree of life enough. Because the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is supposed to tell you what is wrong from what is what right. It's that point in Adam's life that he knows right from wrong. And Adam cannot know what is right from what is wrong until he understands truth first, which is eating from the tree of life first. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. It's in scripture. Hebrews 5. Let's see it briefly. From 12. See Paul explaining that in another light. He says, for by this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone again to teach you the first principle of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk, not solid food. He was not happy with the state of the church at that point. He was actually telling them how disappointed he was that he expected them to be teachers, but they need milk again because they are behaving like babies. Next part of scripture, then he says in 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is what? Unskilled in the word of righteousness. He is a babe. What is the word of righteousness? The words that tell you your place in Christ. It says such a person is a babe. It means that person is a child. If you are unskilled in the word of righteousness, you are a child in the things of God. What makes you mature is your knowledge of Christ. Next part of scripture. He then says in 14, he says, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age. See that? That is those who by the reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both what? Good from evil. So what will bring you to that point to discern both good and evil? Truth. Solid food. The revelation of Christ. When you have partaken of the revelation of Christ, you can come to a point that you can tell the difference between what? Wrongs and what? Right. Now, imagine somebody claiming to know the difference between wrong and right without first knowing Christ. Is it possible? That's death. And that's what happening. What is happening with a lot of people in the world today. They are claiming they know what they are doing, and the foundation of their knowledge is not the knowledge of Christ. They came with, you know, secular knowledge. That's what they knew from birth. And they are using that knowledge to decipher wrongs from right. It's not possible. Because the word of God is the light of life. And if you don't know what the word of God is, your knowledge of right and wrongs will be terrible. What you call right will be terrible. What you call wrong may be what? Terrible. Have you heard people that say things like this? It doesn't matter if a Christian listens to worldly song. It's okay. It's your heart that God watches. It doesn't make any sense. What is making the people talk like that? They don't have the knowledge of God. So their choice of what is wrong from what is right is what? Terrible. There are Christians who believe you can go to club. You say, me and my husband will be going to club once in a while. There's nothing there. You see? You see, some say it's not bad if a man sleeps with a woman before marriage. Everybody have to know what they are buying. And you are wondering, where did you get the wisdom from? Just secular knowledge. It's not in the Bible. So what? Where are they? They are in spiritual debt. Because the Bible says, if the light in you be what? How terrible is that darkness? You find people like that. In fact, there are some that believe drinking alcohol is not bad. Have you met people like that? Some believe that smoking is not even bad. You hear people ask you, where is it written in the Bible that you must not smoke? Have you had people ask you that question? Did you see any parts of the Bible that say thou shalt not smoke? There is no part of the Bible that says thou shalt not smoke. So what do you tell such people? You tell them this. Listen, it says, in the New Testament, God will put his laws in our heart. When you are skilled in the word of righteousness, your senses are exercised. In your heart, you can tell the difference between what? And what? That's what God did for us in the New Testament. He showed us himself. Now, from the knowledge of himself, we can now tell the difference between what? Wrongs and rights. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So now, nobody needs to see it in any part of the scriptures. We just understand that by default, a man should not destroy himself. Because look at it, it's like mass. Scripture is like mass. The enemy has come but to what? To what? To what? That's why the Bible says, rightly divide the word of truth. Okay. Jesus has come to give us life. Anything that takes anything less than life from your life is from the devil. Anything that kills you, steals from you, destroys you, who created your body? God. If you take anything that destroys your body, who has it? If you take anything that kills you, who have it? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say now? So if you smoke, what does smoking do? Kills you. So who initiated smoking? The devil. If you drink, what does drinking do? You know, in case you don't know, it destroys you. Intestinal acrobatics. Your intestine is wearing off. So who brought drinking? How many of you did chemistry here? Imagine somebody just mixed alcohol and is drinking. Just drinking alcohol. Does it make any sense? Some people think it's okay to just carry only alcoholic content and be drinking. And when you drink, you say, I'm high, man. When I'm high, man, I can do anything when I'm high. No, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We don't need to be high. Let me speak to you like a man. I used to tell people when I was in school, I said, I'm not a cultist. And if any cultist come to my place and try to show cultism, I will beat him. They don't used to believe me. Until one day, we were outside. One boy just come to our compound. And he just said, I asked, man. Like that was not enough. So I said, hey, you disturbing. He now came close to me and hit me like this on my chest. Why? I saw this boy. He looked like a teen. He hit me on my chest with his hand. Boy! So, me too. I went closer to him. And I held his neck like this. I could break the neck into pieces. And that was not right. I'm talking to you as a man. Do you understand? And I, in no time, as I packed him, he went. I thought Curtis don't go to the ground. He went to the ground immediately. And I said, I will beat you like a child. If you ever try this again, I ask men. You know, this is the point. You think that when you join those things, it gives you supernatural powers. Then when you join, they will not say you should hide so that you can do bad things when you hide. If you hide, your power did not increase. It's just that you became stupid with your normal power. You don't get more powerful when you drink those things. Are you listening to me? There are some people think they are more powerful. They may beat you to not enter you very well, but when your drink leaves your body, you will start feeling the pains. To wait for you to be clear, your eye to be clear. There is nothing there. How can you join cultism because you want to be, what do they call it? You want to contest for a political position. I hope you know there are many presidents who were never cultists. I hope you know that. They say in this city, before you are able to do something pronounced, you must join. It's a wrong narrative. It's a very wrong narrative. We belong to the highest court of heaven. We are seated together with Christ. You know what that means? You seated together with Christ is joining one useless court. Who have no vision. Are you listening to me? And of course, they are going to leave this city. One day we will hear nothing like that again in this city. I heard of some killings that happened around, is it Akbehe? I don't know if some of you heard it. That they killed some people. I don't know if the people are part of them or not. But they are wonderful young boys who have bright future. I saw the pictures of some of them. I'm like, 25, 26. I'm not sure anybody there is up to 30. And they were killed. In the name of cultism. Because God never started it. If you know what started causes, you'll be so amazed. It was that blacks are trying to claim that they want to fight for freedom. Do you understand? They call themselves freedom fighters. They are not killing themselves. Freedom fighters are killing themselves. That was what initiated cultism. This, they are whatever they are doing. You know, there was a young man who came to church. He said he was almost initiated. So I asked him what they told him in secondary school. He said they were freedom fighters. And the Nelson referencing Nelson Mandela and the rest. Did Nelson Mandela kill another Mandela in the city? It's a very useless thing. Are you listening to me? And there are a lot of people who have bright futures who have joined those things. Hope you are aware. Bright futures. That's why we are going out with the word of God. Because you see, every city has a spirit. It has a soul. It has a body. Are you listening? The spirit is the force that has gained strength by the kind of thinking of the people. So no matter what you do, if the thinking in that region is bad, that spirit is strengthened. The Bible speaks about the devil who works in the children of what? Disobedience. It is their disobedience that empowers the devil to have mastery over them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The body is the characters of the people, the actions of the people. So when we hear that our city is known for immorality, smoking, drinking, we don't go for the body to try to stop it or create government bodies, official bodies to fight against it. You'll be so surprised that the body fighting against smoking, the president smokes. I saw it in BSU many years ago. They told me this person was in charge of a body that was against smoking. Many years ago, I don't know if they have those clubs again. So I now went, looked for, saw the president, they were talking, but the guy was smoking. And he's against the people that smoke. He's the president to fight against smoking. And he smokes. So what hope do we have? No hope. So when we see wrong characters, immorality, smoking, drinking, we say, ah, this is traceable to a kind of spirit. We don't tell the spirit, get out. You know, some people say, you spirit of this, leave the city. If you tell the spirit to leave a city, and the people are still practicing the same characteristics, that spirit will still be there. What do you now need to do now? Mind renewal. You have to start teaching the people God's word. As their minds are getting renewed, the devil's hold over them is what getting loose. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So it is the word of God growing in a city that takes every spirit, wrong spirit, off that city. So mightily grew the word of God in the city of, and the church what? They didn't cast the demons, they just grew the word of God in the hearts of people. And what happened? The church prevailed. If you want to say a new day in Makurdi, it is a function of teaching God. Firstly, you must be enriched with the word. Know the word of God for yourself, then you start teaching other people. Discipleship. Are you listening to me? You start teaching other people. And listen, the devil will not take it easy. You that is claiming you know the word of God. Knowing is one thing. Living it is another thing. And it is them that live it that truly know it. The devil will fight you believing and living God's word. He will fight you. Because the spirit know that when you start actualizing your thinking of God's word, they are losing their grip in a territory. So they'll look for every means that it will take to distract you. Every means it takes. That's why, as a child of God, don't give a foothold to the devil. By that I mean any character that Satan can use to bring himself in your life, make sure you remove it from your life. I think Colossians 3:5 that said, destroy, put to death every works of the flesh. Put to death. You can put to death. You find out you are being greedy. Put to death. You know Satan can use greed. I started with that purposely. Because many people be thinking, Satan, he can use greed. You put to death. Because imagine you are greedy. And they say, give to the things of God. You can't give. You now feel disappointed that they are, when they say give, give, you say, they are disturbing me to give. As you are getting disappointed, Satan will tell you, leave that church. They like money too much. He has come. You know we don't like money too much. You know you are the one being greedy. But you adhere. How did that happen? The spirit of greed. You like money, for instance, too much. Judas was being used by Satan because he loved money. Am I saying the right thing? The Bible said Satan was, you know, the Bible said one amongst the 12 will betray Jesus. They did not say Judas. Go and read your Bible. It was not written that it's Judas. It said one, meaning the devil. Alright? Is aspiring to use one amongst the 12. He has been aspiring. The only way Satan could use one person was because he saw a foothold. What was a foothold for him in the life of Judas? Judas loved money. He was greedy. He loved money. And because of Judas loved money so much, Satan had to use Judas. He sold Jesus. You can imagine. He sold Jesus. How can you sell Jesus? He said, the one I will kiss is the one that it is. When he finished, his eye was now clear. You see? Meaning being greedy is something that the devil brings upon your life. You see that? Immediately he did it, his eye opened. When you are greedy, the demon will just cover you. Immediately the worst happens, your eye will be what? He now went and betrayed himself. I mean, destroyed himself. He hung himself and he died. Greed. For some, is a weakness of talking to women or talking to men. If you don't talk to women in a day, your spirit's nature cannot rest. Not woman, no, women. They're talking to like five ladies at the same time. And they mean whatever they are telling these five ladies at the same time. They mean it. You see, Agatha was like this. That's why I'm talking to you. I know you, but I know you with Agatha. I said, forget Agatha. Agatha, she too do. It's you I like. Ah, it's me you like. You that I know. As he's talking to that person, he's talking to another one. It's you I like. And you know, some of them don't even think it's bad. It's a norm. They feel it's youthful. They are just fulfilling their youthful age. Before you know, this thing forms your character till you get married. You were toasting people till you marry. You are still toasting on Facebook. You are in your new home. You are toasting. Married man on Facebook. Till you are with your ring, you are toasting. It starts small. I will not cheat on my wife. When I marry, I will not cheat on my wife. Now. How many girls are you talking to? That's how we know. How many girls are you talking to now? You have not married though. No, Pastor, but I'm not in a relationship. I have the liberty to talk to any girl I want to talk to. I'm a free being. You are free. Toasting 10 people at the same time. You are a potential husband that will cheat. As a woman, how do you know you cheat on your husband? It's now. Say, no, I cannot lay all my eggs in one basket. I can't. As I'm talking to him, I'll be talking to him. Anyone that comes first, I enter. That can never come out from a Christian lady's mouth. Are you listening to me? Yes, that's rubbish. You know who God wants you to marry. The day I met this woman that I want to marry her, she did not have second option. She knew this man, this kind of man that met me. He does not have second option. She invested from the time I met her 4 or 5 years ago. She knew she was getting married. Before I married her, she turned down masters in the US. She turned down everything. Say, I want to be here and marry this man of God. What if, you know, somebody will say, what if he no come marry you? Or did this thing where you don't turn down go become useless? No. She's a first class student. She can be in any state of her choice with the best job she wants. But she said, I will be in this city. Because I've seen my husband. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's how virtuous women behave. You have third class, you want to change city. They say, if you don't follow me to Abuja, we will not marry. Third class. Who needs third class? Sorry, the Lord empower your third class in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will not say amen, you are shy. No amen. Okay, I collect my prayer back. Yeah, everybody is denying third class now. Third class, you are denying it, but no problem. God can use a third class degree to give you a first class life. I heard amen. That's good. Hallelujah to Jesus. So she chose it because she was sure this is my husband. That's how it should be in the church. And you know, if it was another kind of person probably that was living wrongly, she would have had some doubt. But immediately I said, how did I ever tell her that you are my wife? She can remember the day. Coke. Bottle of Coke. The place that we went to is no longer a restaurant again. It used to be a restaurant. In fact, at that time where they were considering stopping, they wanted to stop serving food there. The business was dying, so we entered a dead restaurant. Dead restaurant. I like the place because it's always quiet. People don't like going there because it's not fancy. So me, I now like the place. That the day I wanted to see her, I called her to come there for a church meeting. And I said to her, the Lord, I said, how I want to make you counseling head. If you like, try that. I said, I think you will make a good counselor, but let me ask you a question. Did I even say, let me ask you a question? I gave her the Coke first. I think she drank some of this. She was being careful not to drink before me. I said, no, you can't drink. So that when you drink and I ask you out, you'll not say no. She said, I'll buy you another Coke, Pastor. I said, no, it's that one you drank that I want back. Give me my Coke from your stomach. So when she drank, and I told her, I said, what do you think? If I be your husband now, will you be happy? Will two of us, if it matter you marry me, how you think life will be? She started laughing. Because I can joke very well. She said, Simon, you know you can joke very well. I know in her heart is boom, 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 that is happening. But she was just forming laughter. I said, well, don't worry, you can go. That was all. Then I heard she can't sleep again. They were calling me. He said, sir, our friends were calling me that she cannot sleep, that she's crying. I said, what did I say? I just asked you a question. You are crying. I did not even toast you. What if I had toasted you? My God. You see, so, just words. Small thing. You have been scoping since 3 years. It's because she's not meant for you. The one meant for you, if you say a word, just a word, it will be like a seed. I heard calls. They say she was crying. She was crying. She was crying. I heard that when you asked her out, she cried. Yes, that's what they told me. He told me you cried. Did you lie? They say she cried. If you are really my son, if you talk to... My God, they should cry. If you have asked anybody else, they did not cry, you are not my son. And if you want that impartation, receive it now in the name of Jesus. And I remember one of those days as I was finishing church and going away, she just stood by the door. She said, good evening, sir. I said, good evening, how are you? He said, I'm fine, sir. I said, any problem? He said, no, sir, I just want to greet you, sir. I said, she can remember, she remembers now. I said, this one is gone, she's gone. That was all, though. She now started seeing visions, I remember. She said she saw me. She was in a church with me. Like this kind of sitting. I said, that's what you said. Yeah, she was in a vision. She saw us seated. See, now you are in the vision. You see? She's in the vision. Apart from that, did I toast her? Pastor, did I toast you? I did not. Pastor B is here. I would have asked her. All of you, did I toast anybody? That's how it should be. Not that you have toast some people. Or some people will say, I don't know whether he's toasting me or not. The way he's talking with me, it's like he's toasting me, but I'm not sure. Some of you have put ladies in such situations. It's like him, they toast me. Look this chap, maybe toast me this. But me, I'm not sure whether I toast, they toast me. Because it just, they do like this. It's wrong. See, some people have that character as young men. They just like to toast plenty of people. Then after like 2 months, they'll disappear. Have you seen people like that? They're just cool with you. Then 2 months later, the boys are nowhere to be found. It's a bad character. And some ladies too. Any boy that come, you'll be shining your 42 teeth. I mean 32 teeth. Me, I don't like ladies laughing to everyone. I don't like those kind of ladies. Take off my wife then to laugh anyhow. If I saw her laughing with every boy, I would have not even come. Why? So we say, Pastor Simon, are you jealous? Hell yes. Our God is a what? Jealous God. Why would I not be jealous? I can't be better than God. Pastor Simon, disappointed. You too, you have spirit of jealousy. Yes. Thank you for your disappointment. When I wanted to marry my wife, I asked her funny questions. I said, I did toast you. She said, no. I think that's a lie. She was not even sincere. I said, I've did to say. She said, no. I said, is anybody promising you marriage? Are you promising anybody marriage? She said, I didn't want to be in problem. She said, no. So anybody that's ever toasted her, I'm sure they are very disappointed today because she said, no. You know, it depends on who asks you that kind of question. So she was giving me no. She's there. She can't deny it. No, straight. I said, okay, come into the fold. But now, forget about that joke. Let's focus on the word. Where was I? Huh? You ought to be very careful. Don't give the devil a word. Some is money. Some is women. Some is food. You know, food too can put you in trouble. Gluttony. Anything you see, you must chop. Else you cannot rest. Mango, bring her. Shawarma, bring her. Okba, bring her. Ice cream, bring her. Mineral, bring her. Kunu, bring her. Soya milk, bring her. Anything choppable, you chop. They can use food to put you in trouble. Just like some foolish people. You know how they voted this present government? I will never forget. It is bottle of star. They were in our line for Labour Party. When they raised bottle of star, they started turning line to go and vote there. That's how they put and started drinking. I was so full of anger. I went to all of them. I said, you will regret this day, what you've done. We play football together. Later on, they made me say, Pastor, now through you talk, oh, because of one bottle of star, see our life today. You would think they are going to come again. Maybe now is one plate of Indomie. And some of you saying, I will not vote. Our vote does not count. Vote. If you believe in Nigeria, vote. How many of you have your PVC here? You have it. It's ready. You can vote anytime they want you to vote. If you lost your PVC, can you get it back? Okay, you can go and apply again and get it back. Raise your hand. Let me know who are the real members of this church. If you have your PVC. You see all of you complaining about bad government. You see your lives? No PVC. Election will come. You talk, oh, they'll be voting. Next Sunday, I'll ask again. Every Sunday now. Every Sunday during the teaching, I'll ask you, raise your PVC. From next Sunday, start bringing your PVC to this church. Go and apply. They're applying right now, isn't it? Huh? What? End of this month, we'll start applying. Go and what? Apply. Say, I don't believe in Nigeria. Go and apply. Are you all here tonight? Give the devil no foothold. Like I was saying. Let me try to conclude so that we go. So see the prayer of David. See everything he was saying. He didn't want to come to a point that he would disappoint the people who trusted God because of him. Are you listening to me? And nobody wants to come to that point. Do you want to come to that point in your life? No. Some of your siblings are wondering if this your Christianity is real. Am I saying the truth? Some of them are wondering if this your Christianity is real. Am I saying the truth? You are shocked to some of your family members. You just stood up one time and you are serious with God and they are like, ah, he's serious, she's serious. And they are watching to see when it will fail. So that they will say, ah, forget this Christianity. They will not just laugh at you. It will register in their heart, strengthen their ideology that Christianity cannot really work. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Very important. So David never wanted to come to that point in his life. That's why he was praying. And what brings you to that point? What causes you to fall like that? When you are ignorant of what God has provided as victory for you over the flesh. I don't know if it's Colossians or Ephesians. He said that I may know him. What power of scripture is that? The power of his resurrection. What? That I may know him. I don't think it's Corinthians. Philippians 3, yes. Verse what? Verse 10. Let's see it. Philippians 3 from verse 10. He said that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. What happened when Jesus was dead, buried, and resurrection? Paul said, if I know all of those things, it can help me to know God and live in the victory. When he died, I died with him. When he was buried, something was happening at the back end. Death was being defeated. Are you listening? When he resurrected, he took all the victory in heaven and on hell. In hell and in heaven. He took it out with him. And he gave it to me. Now he's told me death and life lies in the power of your tongue. He said if you speak in that direction, you will see the fruit. That's why I don't talk anyhow. Are you listening to me? Because every idle word I speak will be used against me. So I only say I am blessed. I am successful. I'm not poor. I'm not sick. Thou shalt not use the name of your Lord in vain. What is his name? What did he tell them in the Old Testament? I am that I am. So when you say I am, put the right thing there. Say I'm prosperous. I'm well to do. I'm perfect. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm above only. See, I'm sick. I'm suffering. No. I'm not sick. Life is spiritual. 100% spiritual. I'm not sick. I refuse to be sick. They say you have ulcer, speak it out. I spoke my ulcer out. I didn't manage it. I was not looking for an excuse to leave fasting. When they told me I had ulcer symptoms, I said, no, me, I've not even started my fasting that I have in my mind. I can't have ulcer now. I'm so young to have ulcer. I spoke that demon out. You know, yet recently my wife saw me taking meds. I said, but Simon, don't come and kill yourself. I said to her, I'm not killing myself. She said, but they told you have ulcer symptoms. I said, I've removed it. Then the next day, I took another one again. She was shocked. I took it because I wanted to remove that demon of you are killing yourself away. So Pastor Simon. So now she saw me with the eye of free from, because she was waiting for me to do my stomach like this and nothing happened. So, Pastor is free. And I'm free. Malt, that is very nice. Then I said I should stop taking malt. If for no reason, because of malt, I'll fight that cancer out, that ulcer out. Let's fast. Yes, sir. Doctor said I should not fast. I have ulcer. My ulcer is serious. My ulcer is nice. My ulcer is beautiful. Oh, my ulcer. So that my ulcer that I had since 2014, that my ulcer, my dear ulcer is killing me. So because of my ulcer, I cannot, my ulcer. You know, your husband. Some people, they romance sickness too much. That my leg pain, that my chest pain, that my ovarian cyst, that my cancerous this thing, that my, by his stripes, we were healed, made whole. In the New Testament, we are not trusting God for healing. We have sound health. Sound health. I can't be sick. That's why I like the communion. Sometimes I'll buy biscuit and yogurt. I'll change it to body and blood. I take communion almost every minute. If I'm traveling, if I'm buying coke on the road, I change it to blood. Now, too much coke is not good. Let me stop that joke. When I buy soft drink, I change it to blood. When I buy banana, I change it to bread. I do it a lot. That time we were coming back from Abuja, these ones were eating banana in the car anyhow. They ate, I bought them, they were just eating anyhow. Why did you think my one did not finish? Look at you, look at you. Pastor Peter, Pastor Phil, Pastor Ann, they chop banana, chop granite. Me, I was taking it easy. That's why we arrived well and safely. Because why they were eating it anyhow, I kept a big one for them, I kept at the back. And I bought a small one. They finished sitting, they were eyeing my small one. Pastor Peter does not have shame. He was cutting from the small one in the front. All of them were chopping food. I was eating communion. In my mind, I was eating body and blood. Body and blood. Drinking blood. That's why when drivers were at my... You know, drivers started stopping on the road. When it was getting dark, they started waiting for cars to go at the front to ask them. Me, I entered. I left them at the back. You know, you cannot be too wise. You know, they want to see who they will first catch so that they will not retreat. So when you see, when you are coming to my coordinate, the drivers don't use to speed again. They will use them when you are, they just allow you to pass. You say, ah, no, it's a good driver. No. They want you to go and become the scapegoat. When I observed, I entered with speed. I just was going because I knew there was nothing in front for me. I was even telling, I don't know if you remember, I said, if I pass, if anything wants to happen, it's when we pass that it will happen. I eat body and blood very well. When I'm eating the blood, drinking the blood, I'll tell myself my blood streams are perfect. They are cleansed. No sickness in my body. In the name of Jesus. You see why I am like this? Huh? 30 years later, I'll still be sound like this. 40 years later, I'll still be sound like this. That's why I always tell my wife, let's do exercise. I used to take her in a routine of exercise. I said, if not, you'll be so old. And they'll say, why did you marry this small boy? So I carry her for a routine of exercises. In the morning, I was there, do sit-up. Do you understand? So that in case there's a future stomach, it will not grow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, ladies, all of you have stomach. I don't know why you inherited that from, if it's evil. But you guys all of a sudden just begin to have big stomach. But if you are committed to sit-up, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't be lazy. They do sit-up. Say, oh, I'll die. No, do it. The stomach will go back to hell. I told her, 40 years from now, I will still be playing football. Still sound. Me and my boy will be playing football. Shekinah will be doing video. Because, you know, people that knew me 10 years ago, if they come to this church, you'll be so amazed the testimony they'll say. They say, Prophet Samuel, I have not changed. You see, this is my hair from secondary school. My dad wrote to them that I should be leaving my hair. I started leaving this hair from secondary school. My game, I be cyborg, I be bebe. It started coming from SS2. Some of you don't have now, I understand how you feel. Mine started from SS2. SS1, SS2, it was much. So, from secondary school, I started even arranging it. That's why I had plenty fans. I've been living this hair for a long period of time. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So when some people see me, they say, Pastor Samuel, you have not changed. I say, you still look young, bam, just the way you used to be. No. My sisters, when they look at them, they say, they are big. They look like firstborn. I say, yes, they are firstborn. I wish they can even take the firstborn and give it to them. I'll be so happy. You know, me now, I want to give some people my firstborn. Mary, you are firstborn. I'm thirdborn. You hear? You know, because the bill you receive as a firstborn, my God. The whole world depends on you. If it's like when you even move, people sense, this is the firstborn. Let's ask you for money. They just sense. This guy looks like firstborn. Let's ask him for money. They bill you to steeple. You know, sometimes I used to ask my siblings, do you people care about me? As I'm finishing with my care, Flora is waiting for her own. Brother Simon gave you the money. Hey, Brother Simon, I come again. Brother Simon, I had to ask, if I'm giving like this every day, will you say any money again? Every everything. Brother Simon, if Brother Simon's money did not enter school fees, Brother Simon, they will not be happy. The school fees is blessed because Brother Simon's money is in school fees. The money for jam is blessed because Brother Simon money touched the jam. Brother Simon, even affiliate market, Brother Simon. Is this choir that has ever helped me? You should be preaching that, preaching more for this girl. She has reduced since she joined choir. Media, be preaching specially to Michael. Because Michael have not repented at all. 2 days ago, I was built. And today, I know I will still be built after service. But if he hears this preaching now, he will not build me because he has money. He has money. That boy has money. He has different coin. But it's still my money that is good to spend for transport. How will Michael grow if he doesn't start using his money now? How will he be responsible? If you want to become big, come here. Start using your money. No, sit down. Start using your... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Some of you that are billion siblings, you can't grow that way. I see some of you are arranging your chair, you see? You want to go to church. Your sibling is in Lagos. You are calling them, send me transfer. I want to go to church this morning. Textbook is 2,000. You lied that it's 10,000. You lied. And you are in church this morning. You were serving God. Praise. In fact, you led praise. Omo Baba, you lied. You know, it came to a point in school, my father would call me to know what we are supposed to pay. Simon, what is the school fees of Mary? Sir, the school fees should be, I will check and tell you. Simon, I want to send you the school fees. Help me pay her school fees. I said, why not send it to her to pay? Say, do you know what Mary told me that the school fees is? Since my dad was asking me to go and check his book for him in their department. Imagine me twice to bill him. Me that sometimes they won't forget to pay school fees. When I've already paid, they will not remember to pay school fees. But I used to collect though. I said, hey, okay, just send the school fees now. There's still time. I can still pay. And why did I not ask? I felt like things were quite difficult. That's why I didn't ask. Now, it's not bad to collect money from your siblings, but don't lie. Are you listening to me? You are bringing a curse when you lie upon yourself. There's a curse. You don't know? You give Satan the privilege to come into your life and destroy your finances. Why do you think that all this lie you've been lying in this life? Just leave Joshua to sleep. All the lie you've been lying in this world, you have still not make it. You are still poor. You lie to eat, you lie to for school fees, you lie for book, you still need money. The money doesn't used to do you. Money that you steal will never be enough for you. That's why Yahoo boys are never satisfied. They are never satisfied. Because they don't even know how to use money. I was teaching some people yesterday, I said, it is misinformation that is making people to enter Yahoo. I was explaining some privileges for them. I said, do you know there are people that can give you grants in this nation? You say, grant? I say, yes. UBA Bank give grants every February. Every February, over $5,000. Are you aware about it? All of you here can apply now. Wait for February. Apply. Yes. There are even people in our church that have gotten it. $5,000 is how much? Huh? Over 8 million plus. I know somebody who has gotten it in this church now. In the last one. These are wonderful things you can... You're asking questions. Ask me after church. You will need to have a good business idea. Register your business. Apply. Not that you say, I want to be spreading cake in the whole of Makurdi. No, that's not what they are looking for. A good, even if you will not do the business, let it be a good idea. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? There are people that give loan, but I don't advise loan because some people are terrible with loan. Some people don't even pay 2,000 back. Is it 2 million to pay back? But there are banks that give loan. And you see, loan is not entirely wrong. It's just the mentality of the person that is receiving it that may make loan bad. If you are somebody that don't know how to pay money back, don't collect loan. People have come to my office. They say, loan. I say, leave this office now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Don't collect any loan. There are people that have also come to my office. They say, I want to collect loan, pastor. Not like they want to collect from you. They are like, pastor, can I collect loan? I say, see, I beg you in the name of God. Don't collect. Some come, I said, how much? They say, 2 million. I say, okay, collect 1 million, not 2 million. I've done it like that to some people because I've seen capacity to be able to pay back. I'm seeing their business ideas. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And I know this will be very easy for them to pay back. People like all the great men you know there in the U.S., 99% of them, they started everything with loan. So I was telling them, I said, do you know BOI gives loan? There are a lot of information like that. Many information like that. People get money grant from this nation. But somebody that wants, that has made up his mind that it is through crooked ways he must get money, he will enter into Yahoo. Outside even grants and loans, do you know there are skills you can learn? You will suffer and learn them for like 4 months, 5 months. Suffer and learn them. Imagine you say, I want to learn data analysis. You will suffer. I promise you, from heaven, you will suffer. You will suffer and learn it. 5 months down the line, if you put your mind and you understand it, the next day, if you apply for a job in LinkedIn, you get it. I tell you the truth. If you apply, you get it. Hey, pastor, me, I've been applying. They've not given me. What have you learned? You are UX, but that is only HTML that you know inside. Who will employ you? Where do you want to get a job? 24 hours in a day. What did you do? There are days I almost cried because I felt like I did not achieve anything. You see me, my eye is red. I want to achieve something. I always go out with my iPad. If I'm somewhere, I'm trying to read a material. If I'm in my room, I'm trying to finish up a material. 2 days ago, I wanted to watch film. I watch film. Simon does. I watch once in a while. I just entered Netflix. They cut my wife's money in her account. Boom. She called me in the midnight. Simon, I don't understand. They've cut my money. I said, I understand. Don't worry, I'll replace the money. I replaced it. I'm not a wicked husband. Are you hearing me? I replaced my wife's money. Do you replace your wife's money? Does he replace your money? Hey, oh my God. You see the kind of men we are raising in this church? Don't worry. A time will come that 3 million will be in the account. She will tell you it's 3,000 she has. You know, a woman is very sensitive. When they learn from your character, you see my wife here, for instance. If, for instance, I have 2 million to do something and she has 4 million, she'll give me the whole 4 million. That's how she is. That's how she should be. She can give because she has seen my character over the years. I don't say, Mama T, bring money, let's do something in the house. I do everything. Yes, then when the money finish, I tell her, I want to do this thing, but she just smile. She has done it. I say, you are doing too much. She close your mouth. I'm not joking, though. I'm telling you the truth. You never hear a day in my house. I said, there's no meat in the house because Pastor Simon did not buy. I like meat, though. Have you ever seen me eating meat before? If you have cooked for me, you know me. I may say your food is not good, but I never used to joke with your meat. I'll finish your meat and tell you the soup is not sweet at all. But I finished the meat. So I eat meat very well. I will buy plenty. And even when I forget to buy, there's still plenty meat. Why? There is a meat miracle. Okay, you want to come close? Are you people getting on? Wives, are you listening to me? Wives to be, are you listening to me? Not that you hide money in your wrapper, oh, city. Now may God give you a good husband in the name of Jesus. It's good to be good. So there are several ways. Learn a good skill. So I declare I'm a millionaire in 2025. What do you know? How to sell perfume? Alone? By selling oil perfume? Even the company, are they a millionaire yet? Let's be very real. Who becomes a millionaire selling oil perfume? You now put all the distance on your status. Your status is like small WhatsApp status. And when some of us want to look at your status, we just pass the status. We don't look at it. This guy's status not a finish. Oh. This guy's status is not a finish. Oh. It's good to start like that, but don't end like that. Some again is Temu. They found out Temu now. They will show every. There's nothing they don't sell. You know, although some of them are wonderful people, there's a lady I had to tell, Kai, well done. I wrote Kai before I wrote well done. I know her. She sells everything. Everything in this life. Just say, I want to buy this, she will bring it. Even human being, I think she will start selling. I had to write Kai. What made you to say Kai? She was selling shoe. Before I know, I saw Akamu, this thing, I said, powdered Akamu. I said, I now wrote Kai. Well done. Meaning anything you want to buy in this life, if you can think it, she will provide it. It's not bad. That's a hard worker. But what is the most safe, where is the most safest place to be? Learn a skill. Learn a skill. See shoemaking. If you know how to make shoe, do you know you're okay? Huh? Shoemaker is not a bad thing, though. I used to think it was a bad thing. My father took me to go and learn how to make shoe. And bam. When he left, I followed him at the back. I will never forget. In NDA Mami Market, they just brought me. He now followed there. I followed there. Before I got home, I was home. But today, anytime I remember that thing, I used to just say, God, why did I make this mistake? Imagine I learned how to make that shoe that time. Me that likes shoe. If I just see shoe, I'll start pricing. Do you know me? 50 something. How many of you have price measure? 50 something. That's why you cannot even buy shoe as a birthday gift for your spouse. You can't buy men's shoe for your spouse. If you try it, if you can buy a shoe for a man, he will crown you queen of the world. It's 50 something. 60, 100 and something. And it's one human being that made it to somewhere. You can learn how to make different things. You know, I wanted to say cake, but the whole of Makodi is filled with cake makers. I wanted to say tailoring, but everybody sews now. But you can decide to become a unique one. Add excellence to your own. Then there are ICT skills to learn. I was sharing somewhere how that Elon Musk removed almost 3,000 workers. 3,000 workers. Some of you working as civil servant, a time will come you have no job. I'm promising you. What is your job? To check files. To keep record of files. When everything is digitalized, nobody needs to check file manually again. They'll be checking virtually. At that point of your life, where will you work? Have a skill. Have a skill. Replace 3,000 workers with robots. There are countries now, there are no waiters. You just press the machine, tell him what you want. He will go and bring it and ask you if you like the food. If you say there's too much salt, he will go back and will correct it and bring for you again. Because they are tired of human beings. Human beings, waiters used to quarrel with customers. Or guys like that, we made it. If you don't like it, leave it. Robots will say, thank you, and they'll go. So you see what is happening in the world. Don't be left behind. You have watched that movie, Left Behind, but this is a Left Behind. Don't be left behind. Be a hard worker. You are 20, 21, you don't want to work hard. What do you want to use your life to do? You hear somebody 21 saying, Kai, programming is too hard. I know fit. Hey, 21 years old. If you cannot pour yourself to be to hard work, what again? Remember the scriptures we read? Poverty will come and encamp your house. Little laziness. Poverty will visit you and stay with you forever. Are you all listening to me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Be a hard worker. You know, people. Some people believe they have this wrong mentality. Work hard, you marry any girl you want to marry. It's a wrong mentality. As a young man, I pastor, and we're talking one time, and I said to him, when are you getting married? He said, sir, I'll remove marriage from my life. And I said, why? What kind of a statement is that? He's not into ministry, he's just someone that plays football. When I pastor him, he said, because I don't know who loved me. Anybody I toast used to agree. I said, So nobody has played hard. So I don't even know if they truly love me. Or not, sir. Yeah, I don't want to just marry like that. He now said, in fact, one that he got into a relationship with that has a Benz like him. She started billing him to repair the Benz. So he was now wondering, this one have money, I have money, she wants my money for her Benz. So he broke out. So I said, what do you want to do now? He said, if my mother wants grandchildren, I can give her, but I will not marry. I said, you are mad. That means he can just go and have a child and not marry. Do you know why they are talking like this? It is happening. That's why they are talking. Do you know some people are called baby mamas? Huh? In fact, some ladies will say, I want to be a baby mama. I don't want to marry to any. They will just meet somebody that has money, have a child, and be living large. It's wrong. So I told him, what is the solution now? He said, okay, what will happen is I will look for a white girl and marry. I said, you think white girls don't like money too? He said, no, that one, if they like money, is at their own risk. But I'll become a permanent citizen. Then I'll now will all the money, put all the money to my mother's account, will it to my mom, so that in case she decides to divorce, she will give me her money. I said, you can imagine. Nigerians are crazy people. There's this footballer that taught us, Hakim. As he just opened that gateway, everybody started following. Most men in the US today, they will their property to their mother, whether dead or alive. It's their mother that owns it. You know, if you wait to your father may change his mind. He may shock you too, but to your mother, she will not shock you. Your father will tell you that since you will to me, you cannot collect. How much do you want me to give you? I can give you 30% and take 70. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. It's getting crazy out there. It's getting crazy. Because somehow people believe sex is cheap. And it should not be like that. Are you listening to me? It should not be like that. We're discussing how that this state is number two in HIV and AIDS. This state. HIV and AIDS. It's so terrible. You know what that means? Listen carefully. I hope you know there are preventive measures to HIV and AIDS. 30% of how people get infected with HIV and AIDS is with unsterilized objects. 30%. 70% is sexually. Now, and I asked myself, I said, they are preventive measures. Even if you want to be worldly, they say they are preventive measures, right? Why are people not using those preventive measures so that they don't get infected? It's because of how corrupt those demons have corrupted their minds. There are some who say, I know there's HIV, but I don't care. That's how much sin is prevailing. Are you listening to me? I hope you know. Are you shocked? You are number two. You used to be number one. But current the database show we are number two in HIV and AIDS. So it is not all that glitters in this city that is gold. I like his leaves. He has fine leaves. Be careful. My sister used to work where they share these drugs, HIV drugs. And she says, Pastor Simon, you know ladies can like amebo very well. If I tell you people that have HIV and AIDS in this market, you'll be shocked. We don't used to say it, but I can tell you some. I never asked out for those kind of information because I don't need them. But she said, plenty people, students, workers, married people, you see them coming there to collect the drugs. It's even normal to them. Sin will destroy you. Sin is so costly. Are you listening to me? It will destroy you. Satan has come, but to what? To what? And to what? God has come to what? Life in abundance. And not just that, he has given us all we will need for what? Simon, he gave away my body, they do me. You have what it takes to subject that body. I don't know, my body is doing me yaga, yaga, yaga. Do it, yogo, yogo, yogo. Yaga, da, 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 da. Paragadia, kata, kata. It will become ju, 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 ju. Speak to your body. But Simon, you mean when I'm feeling those things as you speak to it? Which mouth will I use to speak? Your mouth. Speak to it. When we're growing up, you don't know what we face before we had this revelation. Some of us, we used to cry and beg God. You know, one of my friends was telling me what his experience. He said, I was crying and begging God, please, I don't want to see. He's crying and begging God, God, please, I don't want to see it. I feel it, but I'll not do it. Please, God. I started laughing. You today, you have revelation. You haven't doing shakara. Those days that revelation was scarce. Everywhere we're going to is legalism, is territory, porters that we're hearing. They don't have time for your sin problem. They are telling you to enter porters, break into realms. You will be going like you want to hit one porter. Before you know, one small sin will just hit you. Why? Some of us is tears. We cried. God, open our eyes to understand your word. There's a song I sang to you. I started understanding the word. I will never forget. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to know you, Lord. You know that song? I used to sing that song every day of my life. I want to know you with my keyboard. I want to see your face. I want to know you, Lord. Hey, 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 to know you more. One of those evening, the light of God's word broke into my mind. Literally, I saw a light flash me and I heard the word Christos. That was when everything started happening. He says, study on that word Christ and everything will be open to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. So stay with the word of God. Are you listening? We can change this city. We can change the narratives. The immorality can be subjected. Because the word of God will grow in their heart. And you are committed to doing that. You have to be serious with ministry. Ministry goes far beyond activities. You are seeing what is happening today. You want to come to a point as a psalmist where you have nose ring and earrings. You want to come to that point? Never. You are committed to doing true ministry. Even though the world will laugh at you. You see, I'm not bothered in this world. I have serious peace, strong peace. If you have any problem with me, it's because I said the truth. You can never have any problem with me outside this again. The only problem I have in this world with some people is that I know how to say the truth. And if you don't like truth, you will not like me. And I'll keep on saying it. I don't care. Because all of us must stand before God and speak. Our works will be tested with fire. I was telling some brethren somewhere. They had this belief or whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. I said, see, if you are in sin, don't look for a way to cover your sin. Admit that this thing is sin. You see, you may not be able to stop sin, but admit that this thing is sin. I can't stop it, but it's sin. Immediately you try to cover it, Satan will give you revelation to back that sin up. He will give you revelation. Whatever you do in the flesh does not matter because you are not ready to stop. Do you know God can stop you from that kind of life? He can. In fact, he has implemented it in your life. It is finished. Are you listening to me? But if you say, no, I want to cover it. He that concealeth a sin is destroyed by that sin. Don't hide any sin. There are dumb questions people are asking these days. What if a believer die while smoking? Will he go to heaven? What if a believer die while fornicating? Will he go to heaven? Dumb question. I never imagined the church to come to a point where we ask stupid questions like that. Sir, what if a believer die while stealing? Will he make heaven? What kind of a question is that? What is a believer doing stealing? Paul said, am I saying that we should continue in sin that grace may abide? He said, God forbid. How can us that are dead to sin live in sin any longer? That's how my eyes go. I said to myself, no matter how your eyes is blinking with all the sugar of heaven, if I've made my choice, I cannot be moved. I make these confessions every day in my house, in my room. In the name of Jesus, I found my wife. My eyes is single. I cannot be confused. When I speak it, I go out. I behave like that. Say, but Simon, you're just making mouth. Have I toasted you before? I'm not making mouth. And it shall never happen because I've already settled. I have my wife. And I'm going to live forever on this earth in the kingdom's reign. You know, let me say one last thing. I heard this testimony from a man of God. He said when he lost his wife, he said 2 nights later, women started toasting him. It was as if I'm dreaming. He was saying it. So he was a warning. He said, please, I'm still mourning my wife. I was like this. On YouTube. Then I started laughing. And I asked myself a question. That means these people have been waiting for that woman to die. They've been waiting for her to die. The heart can be desperately what? Wicked. You know, there are some ladies, they see a man with ring and they are blushing. It talks to them like, which ring? You are blushing. See, it's so cute. Somebody's husband is so cute. You are in trouble. Because your husband now is in the... As you are sowing, you are reaping with your husband. What you do, you reap. What you sow, sorry, you reap. You don't want somebody to follow your husband. Don't follow people's and boyfriend. Say, boyfriend, they have not married you. They are still single, sir. When somebody has made a choice in church, for instance, and said, this is my wife, why are you still faithing him? Peradventure, they will break up. I will come inside. You know, as I'm saying this, some people are like, Pastor, we don't have folks like that. It will shock you. Are you listening to me? You know, me, my own is what. If you are looking at me like you want to toast me, I will tell you to stop looking at me. Even in service, I can tell you, I say, I don't like the way you're looking at me. Sister, I'm taking. So that the whole church will know that you are the one looking at me. You know? I think I've done that thing once. I said, you are looking at me like this. Why? What did I do? Hallelujah to Jesus. I think first time I went to see your family in Koza, the woman of God was saying that on the podium. She said, some of you ladies in this church, I see the way you look at my husband. If I catch you... You know, I was just like, things like that happened. But it's a demonic spirit, though. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That you look at Pastor Emma like this, is entering your eye. Why? Somebody's husband. Say, guy, Pastor Emma's hair, top notch. See his face, Jifuska, where you are. Remember, Pastor Emma, but Seridia. Somebody's husband is entering your eye. Then you're talking to me, I don't know. God help me, oh Lord, help my heart. Say, what is your plan? Say, I'm liking somebody's husband. But it's cute. It's a demonic spirit that wants to bring confusion. Like only single people. Are you hearing me? Like only what? And let me end with this one warning. I think I had to advise somebody lately. Because sometimes some of you, the way you see for who to marry is terrible. Know that some of these things you are saying today or doing today, we were once there. You know, some of you will come and say, Pastor, this is what I saw. I'll now say, be serious. Stop seeing it. Sir, after God told me, pastor told me to be serious. You see, I just useless everything I said. I have been there. Let me tell you some stories. I have a friend that saw his wife on to go. He said he saw his wife. They did not marry her. He was just in an imaginary realm. He described his wife to me. Then he now showed me the picture and said, this is my wife. He now toasted the girl on to go. They were now dating. So he said, that's the woman God showed me. Years later, he's married again with another woman with two. I asked, I said, well, how far? That your wife wants to go, what happened? It's all those stupid things. I know that is not God now, it's just our mind. It's all those mumu mumu things. Some of you, that's how it is. You sit down, God is about to bring a revival. Alright? You think God will have time to say, okay, carry pen and biro. Let me write the name of your wife. Cecilia. Long hair. Abuja. Garki. That's where you will find her. Shut your mouth up. Some of you girls now, you write, God told you about your husband. Tall. Before, should he be short? Dark. Fine. Spiritual. Prophetic. Healing revivalist. You now write it down and be waiting for the man. When you see a man like what you saw, wrote, you now say, ah, that's my husband. When I saw him, my spirit received him. Be serious with your life. Else you cry. You cry. There was one foolish thing that happened many years ago on campus. A lady, this guy wants to marry. They are married today. He's almost going to be married with a lady. She now went and was telling people that that's not the guy's husband. That the guy is not spiritually mature. That she's the one God has designated for the man. But because he's not spiritually mature, he's falling down that one. You can imagine. The worst part of it is that he was worried. He now came to my house. Say, sir, this lady has been a pastor in this church for years. And see what she said. Am I making a mistake? Hey! I stood up, hit the wall. I called his name. I said, are you mad? They are telling you that, is she the one that will marry you? Abi, you are the one that is supposed to marry her. The Bible says he that finds a wife. You people are finding husband these days. It is he that finds a wife, not he that finds a husband. Are you hearing me? Some of you that have written who your husband is, go and tear that useless paper away. It's not God that told you. Are you all listening to me? And some of you are using gift of the Spirit to partition, to do join in church. Say he's prophetic, I'm prophetic. He's a singer, I'm a singer. We are help meet. He's a headmaster. Are you okay? rubbish analysis. So I do business, she does business. I think we match. Rubbish things. The things will make me laugh sometimes. I will laugh, say, it will not pay me in the laugh. I'll start smiling. And saying, this one, I should hit the head. We have been there. Do you know how many times God used to show people wife when I was growing up? They'll be confused. Till they now become spiritually mature. I know these things are not. Some will tell you rubbish that God said I should date her for a while so that she will learn something. And as you are dating her, she will now be pregnant. That's one of the things she learned. Rubbish analysis. Focus on God. Listen, young man, focus on God. Focus on God. Just be serving God. When the right man comes, all this drama map in your head, map reading, it will not be there. You just know this is him. You have to be spiritually mature to discern properly. Stop looking for husband. You are just 21. You say, my youthful menene. 27, you say, I'm getting old. What is happening to this generation? Say, me, I'm 27. They are pursuing me in my house. For what? Sit in your father's house. He has no right to pursue you. No single right. Do you know your father's house is your house? He has no right to pursue. Sit down in the house. If he says stand up, say, no, I will not stand up. Your house is my house. Be comfortable till God brings the right man. Don't be in a hurry. Marriage. You see, the day I got married, I was dancing. I was happy. The next day in the morning, and I looked at, when I woke up in the night, I looked at Mama T. I looked at the house. This is not the kind of house I used to stay inside. Where I used to stay, I would cover myself with blanket, be pressing my phone, read the Bible. Bible is here. Plate is here. Water is here. Water is there. Water is on the ceiling. So I looked at the house. It has changed. Everything has changed. I said, oh. So I'll be looking at this woman like this forever. Every day of my life. The Holy Spirit say, yes. This is the woman you see. Only God. You know that person leading the praise is not a cheat. Oh. Only God knows cheats. No man knows cheat. You may come and sing, all of us will lie down on the ground. God knows your heart on the ground there. You want to be excited? Listen to the Holy Spirit. I had options though. When I wanted to marry, if you say I describe my wife, when I was growing up without knowledge, I was just saying my wife, I was just saying stupid things. Stupid. In fact, I don't want to go there before some of you say, hey, I'm Pastor Simon Speck, I didn't even know. Rubbish things. Until one day I sat down with the Holy Spirit. He started teaching me life. I said, hey, Simon, you don't know anything. Nothing. Everything. I just carried the paper, squeezed. I was a child. God now asked me, what kind of a woman do you need? When I look at all the trouble in ministry and the rest in my life, I say, a woman that can help me serve you better. He said, that's it. And that's why God showed me my wife in that light. My wife in a vision was pursuing me and begging me to do ministry with me. In a vision. And when I woke up and acted upon the vision till today, that's how it is. Mama, see, what if we get this out of ministry? Ministry is the most important. Well, even me, the front that is at the front of the ministry now, I'm wondering which kind of ministry this one like this. What if you collect this job? I have actually attempted to collect this ministry. Yeah, actually. It's true. You see that? Not the one that I'm praying for church. I'm praying for my wife. I'm praying for my children. Jagajagada, Lord, let my wife be focused. Is that a prayer in marriage? Help my wife to stop thinking weak. In the name of Jesus, let my wife start thinking kingdom. Are you here tonight? So young man, be careful. I'm not saying God will not give you your speck. But I'm saying don't put it at the front of your life that my speck or I die. Do you understand what I just said? Lord, my speck or I perish. No. Bow your heads and pray. I want you to pray this single prayer. Lord, help me to make the right decision in life. The right decision in life. I will not miss it in any part of my life. Help me to make the right decisions in life. A relationship, my career, everything that I do. I will do your will. I will do your will. Your will, O God. I've come in the volume of the book. It was written about me. To do your will, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we pray. Can we celebrate Jesus?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.